This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Simple Contacts, an easy and convenient way to renew your contact lens prescriptions or reorder your contacts from anywhere within minutes. Get $20 off your first Simple Contacts order by visiting simplecontacts.com/WDW20 and entering the promo code WDW20. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, September 5th, and this is episode 1624 of WDW Today. And it actually is a Wednesday. We're recording this on the day of release. So we'll get to editing because we got to get this thing out there.
I will edit nothing.
Well, then no one say anything horribly offensive.
Say whatever you want.
Yeah, today's the day because we don't have time to edit it. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
Go Dogs!
And that's the Grease. And
you said I could say whatever I wanted.
It's true. We did. We that's are back. Terry just got back from Walt Disney World. Matt is about to go. The Grease, not Matt Lott. Mm-hmm. And I am... planning a quick trip down to Horror Nights in a couple weeks, and I may pop in something. Maybe y'all can suggest what you'd like me to do, because I have a few hours to kill from 9 a.m. when I arrive till 5 p.m. when I need to arrive at Universal, so I don't know what I'm going to do yet. May check out the Toy Story Land, may check out Food and Wine, may go to bed, because I'm going to get there, check in my hotel, maybe I'll sleep a few hours.
Oh, you're doing a hotel, not the house.
I was just being.
He's going by himself.
One night.
Got it.
Self.
Just me one night.
Easy peasy.
Popping in for Horror Nights.
Maybe you can bring back your...
got those media passes for Scare Zone, and then I'm headed back.
Bring back your 5 minutes of silence with Logan vlog.
Sleep sounds good.
Because
I'll be leaving the house at like 5 a.m., and I'll be at least expected to go until 2 a.m. So that's a long day if I don't plan it out right. But...
and the media allocated tickets kind of squashed. It's getting bigger. A lot of people want to be there for this year. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because you were only able to get one, maybe two,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something like that. So it was unclear. I think we ended up with two. But at first, it was just one.
But still, like last year, it was
technically,
just like,
we're representing a few different brands. So it's not just representing one.
Why did you use the podcast?
I know.
You want to go around and talk about it? I didn't get invited, but you used the podcast as we're representing the podcast.
It's a shell company.
Well, it's a sociology experiment. You go through the house first and you get scared. You go back out, get you a couple ounces of whiskey, and then you go through it again.
Drink a couple blood bags.
Blood bags?
They don't have the blood bags anymore.
I know.
At least they didn't last year.
Used to be Jello shots-ish.
Do you still have that huge mug that literally looked like you were drinking blood?
Yeah, it's in my desk.
The blinky cup?
No, I have one that's from Halloween Horror Nights 21, and we're at 28 now, so a good 7 years ago, it's a big giant mug that when you drank, it had like liquid in the bottom, and it looked like blood. You're drinking blood. It's awesome. And it also held a ton of liquids. I drank it out for years.
Yeah. Have you ever washed it? I know it was questionable there for a while.
I haven't washed it like...
Well, see, Logan would put like drink in it and it'd sit on his desk and he'd finish it and he'd just sit there and like next day it's like, I'll just put the same drink in it. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I probably did some of that.
Yeah.
But I haven't drank out of it a long time.
You can wear jeans at least for 2 weeks before you have to wash them.
Exactly.
Totally get it.
Fine. But I'll be going down there. But I don't know. I don't know if I'll be hitting up. You know, we're annual pass holders, so going to Disney is cheap and free essentially at this point. Not free. I paid for the ticket. But it wouldn't be like going to Universal, which actually I'd have to pay for. When I'm going to go later that night.
And there's really nothing new at Universal.
I haven't done Fast and the Furious.
Okay.
And I haven't done Jimmy Fallon. I never got around to doing those two things. But if Jimmy Fallon will not be open, but Fast and Furious will be. So I'm going to try usually your scheduled tour, because I'll take you around as media tour ends like an hour before. Something about at the end of that, going to try to do Fast and Furious. But sometimes they close those rides an hour.
What is Fast and what is that ride?
It's just like the Kong ride is what I've been told.
Oh.
Okay. But it's gotten really, really rough reviews, but.
Screens.
Yeah, but okay, fine. I'm sure really rarely do I walk out of it and be like, that was horrible.
It's going to be better than Soarin', and that's just a screen.
There it is.
But Terry had a lot of fun. He went down for like a week. How long are you gone? 5 days? 6 days?
No.
No?
I left Monday night on like a 9:30 flight. Okay. And came home.
Still counts.
On Thursday night.
Okay, so 4 days.
Three days, really.
One day you're at the Embassy Suites.
Yep, checked out the Embassy Suites.
Which is the Embassy Suites. I mean, it's, I think it's good to talk about. We're at the Embassy Suites by Disney Springs.
The Lake Buena Vista. There's actually two in Lake Buena Vista, technically. One's over there.
Which were you in?
The one that's not by New Jerusalem.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Or what's the name of that? The Mediterranean place?
Oh, Jerusalem, yes.
Jerusalem, yeah.
The Jerusalem restaurant. Okay, yeah. I thought you were talking about maybe the Holy Land.
The Holy Land. I thought that's what he meant.
I was like, the New Jerusalem. Yes. It's a fantastic restaurant. But
yeah. So it's the one kind of by Disney Springs right off of the I-4, right before you take the Disney Springs exit.
Okay. And that's where you're going to be hosting the thing next year, right? So for some people, you know, they won't want to stay. I always preach off property, but I'm talking about that. I'm talking about these rental houses and those kind of things because of the size. Price-wise was pretty good, I assume, at the Embassy Suites, yeah, comparatively, location.
If you can get there during the off-season, you're right around $100. You know, if you have a family, you get a double
room thing, right?
Two rooms, so, you know, the kids can sleep on the, you know, kind of the
pull-out.
Living room, pull-out area. They had a great, their breakfast was fantastic because they're a good, I guess they're doing a thing now with all the good neighbor hotels where they get Mickey waffles. So breakfast had Mickey waffles and a make-your-own omelet station.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that's just like a nice little bonus if you're only spending $100 a night.
Yeah, and the evening
with free
reception.
Cocktails.
Yeah,
in the evening.
The evening reception was by far the most elaborate Embassy Suites. They had a popcorn machine going in the lobby and
high class.
And
now, if you're there for a conference, like something like you, that totally makes sense. Were there a lot of people there at like the free cocktail hour when?
Yeah,
you assume a lot of people
there.
Are at the parks or you know, at Disney
it's
Springs.
It's like 5 to 7. So I think there were some families that were kind of wrapping up their day.
Can you walk to Disney Springs or is it?
They have a shuttle. I looked on Uber and Lyft and it's about $5 to Disney Springs. So that's not bad. I mean, that's, you know, you have to fool with getting a parking spot and all of that.
Then once you're at Disney Springs, you can go
anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it was a good option. I'm excited about doing the event there. And
I think it'd be cool.
I was really impressed with the hotel, just how their staff was really friendly. The cocktail hour was really nice. They had a ton of, like, a nacho bar and a,
nacho bar, popcorn.
It was basically like a carnival in the lobby.
Oh.
And they were showing Coco on the giant, I don't know, probably a 15 or 18-foot screen. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, I think that's and the difference between that and what I'd say is, you know, I always say go get the vacation home, do those things because you can get those between. I mean, you can get one of those townhomes with a little mini pool and all that for $100 a night to $200 depending on the season, and they do have those perks like you know they'll have the movie theater that plays all that. But usually it's a 4-night minimum, if not sometimes more. But usually it's 4 nights, and sometimes if you ask they'll let you go 3 nights, but. For that's just staying at a normal hotel. It's just like Embassy Suites. You can book whatever.
Yeah. And there's a Homewood Suites right next to it that actually put some folks in before the thing. And those are both, that whole area is getting really developed really fast.
Yeah, I stayed in them a lot. My wife and I would go down kind of when we were in our early 20s and we'd just go for the cheapest options we could. One time we end up in the Masters Inn in 192 and that was sort of the, okay,
yep,
that was, we've gone too far. it was $25.
I think I priced that Masters Inn one time.
And after one, we didn't stay.
Does the medieval knight thing that they joust?
Medieval times?
Like medieval times. Do they have a hotel too?
No, they should.
If they did, I'd stay. I'd stay in a heartbeat.
I don't know.
But it's not in a great area, but it's fine. The 192, though, Masters Inn, we got there. And this was when we were probably, yeah, like maybe 20, 21. And this is when you could fly down to Orlando for $25, $50 round trip.
The old Southwest ding.
The dings would come up, and then it would be $50 a night or $25 for a hotel room. We're like, all right, this is awesome. And we walked in and immediately we're like, yeah, one, they're like, we have a shuttle that left like, you know, that did like what this was pre Uber, you know, once a day and it was rough. And we actually called
the floor was rusted out of it.
And that's when we called the Disney like hotel line when you actually had to like call for it, like you really had phones that worked like the way they do now. And they were like, okay, well, if you're an annual pass holder, which we already were at the time, like, all right, you can get into Pop Century for $75. And I was like, okay, we did that.
Sold.
It's old school Disney. That's recession time Disney.
Oh, man. Recession times Disney was the best.
Yeah. It was the worst, but it was the best.
The worst for, you know, the world population. Right.
Yeah. But it was a quiet time.
We can enjoy those simple luxuries like Disney World.
The deals were good.
I love Disney when the world was in the shams.
I mean, an annual pass, no joke, 10 years ago.
People died from starvation, but you could go to Disney on the cheap.
You could.
What was the price of
that? For an annual pass, when we first started getting them, it was $3.99.
In the threes, yeah.
Now it's $3 million.
Now it's
$900.
It's tripled in price.
Tripled in price.
And that was no blackouts.
In how many years?
In a long year. I mean, I've been an annual pass holder now for other than maybe 1 year there for 11 or 12 years. So... And we got married at Disney. They actually gave us an annual pass. It was like part of the thing. You got an annual pass.
Gave you.
Yeah, no, you paid for it. But it was like a wedding gift. They're like,
we'll
here.
Throw that in.
They gave you like a wedding cake knife set, and then annual passes. And it said like wedding on your card. It was pretty cool.
That's cool. You save them?
I think we have them somewhere. They're paper, but we have them somewhere.
That was back when the Southwest had this plug-in that you put on your computer.
No, they're plastic now. They were paper then.
Yeah.
The Ding app. Mm-hmm. And you get a, like, your computer would make, like, the Southwest ding.
Yeah.
And
Does it still exist? It may still exist. No, they don't even do it at all anymore.
Literally, Leslie and I could fly to Orlando round trip for less than $100.
Yeah, it was usually $50, $25 down, $25 back. But you had to go usually within the next couple of weeks and, like, no week. It was real specific, but we did it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Now I just got
to
rack up
those
points.
You want to go to Disney for the day?
I mean, there were times we would go down.
It was terrible.
We went down for like two days at a time. It was awesome.
So you stayed there and just a night?
We stayed the night and then I went to the event at the Amway Center. I went in the Magic gift shop to try to get, because I know you're a Magic fan.
Yeah.
Trying to get you like a Disney /
The only
Magic.
Thing they have is the jerseys.
Like General Magic or like Magic the Gathering?
What are you talking
Magic,
about?
Magic, the basketball team.
The Orlando Magic.
Got it.
At one point was a
way off.
Because right now the jerseys.
Like, I didn't know you loved Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Magic. I'm a member of the Academy of Magical Arts.
The basketball team I knew. Yeah.
I love all kinds of, I love every version of Magic.
No, you don't like the Gathering. I tried to get you
really
into
like
that.
I don't really like the Gathering.
At one point in my life, I was like, something we can get into. And you said, not for us.
No,
so
I wasn't into collectible card games.
Y'all did horse racing.
Yeah. That's real man stuff.
What did you think to get for me?
I didn't think of you, Matt.
I'll remember that.
Yeah.
I'll remember.
Yeah. Judgment.
But the event was cool, and went to Morimoto that night.
Nice.
Was that your first time?
Did you get some beef ribs?
Did you get those ribs?
Yes.
You did?
Well, I did the whole deal. There was two other guys with me, and I was like, can I just order for everyone and we'll just split it? So I ordered the table.
What if they'd have said no?
I probably would have got about the same amount of food.
I'm fine with that. That's fine.
It's not a recession anymore.
Right.
Well, because I knew what I wanted at Morimoto. So I probably one of the guys was like, can we get the orange chicken? I'm like, sure, we can get the orange chicken.
So you did the duck, beef ribs, and orange chicken.
And some fried rice.
Nice.
I want all that. Yeah, it was great.
It does sound good.
Oddly, the best orange chicken I've ever had.
Really?
It wasn't like little pieces of orange chicken. It was like orange chicken fingers.
I did want to quickly, before we got to that, because I knew I wanted to remember this. If you are an Orlando Magic fan, you can purchase or renew your Walt Disney World annual pass at the Amway Center.
And get a jersey.
And you get a free jersey.
What?
Nice.
And they said, because the new jerseys, or last season's jersey, only till October 1st. You only got a couple more weeks till the offer's done. And they said it was doing it for
September
a year.
September 1st?
October 1st.
Okay, I was like,
are they just riddled with ads on them?
No, it's a regular jersey and it just
this
says
isn't
Disney
soccer.
On it. It has a little Disney logo right above. And that's what, and now when they play, they literally have, like, where some people would have, you know, Adidas, they have Disney on there.
That's cool.
Yeah, back to Morimoto. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just forgot about that. Something I thought our people would like.
We ate in the upstairs area at Morimoto in the little, like,
The hidden lounge.
Mm-hmm. Really cool.
Yeah. It feels completely different.
Yes.
Like, totally. It feels like a different restaurant.
Was a lot quieter.
Like, mm-hmm.
But you see it.
You can see it. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
It's called the hidden lounge because you can go in a side door and it's open till like 3 o'clock in the morning upstairs.
Okay. Can I take kids up there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But and some of it is like, there's a sushi bar.
It's not a character dining.
There's a sushi bar that's open till 2 a.m. or so. But usually, sometimes, I mean, it depends on the, look up the times. Don't trust me. Sometimes it's 1, sometimes it's midnight, you know. But upstairs, like the downstairs, I guess always has like kind of that Vegas-y, yeah, big restaurant vibe. Upstairs has like a little bit more traditional.
Like, yes, koi fish.
Well, like tank. They have like paper windows and it's,
yeah, we
a little
were in
bit
the paper
different
window area. Yeah. So it just, it felt like.
Like they have to, the waiters have to slide a paper door to,
they had a weird,
come to your
they
table.
They had a hard time getting in and out of the doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that like last time.
Those papers,
oh, so
must
you
have been weighted there.
Yeah, that's where we ate.
Yeah, they have full
I didn't
dining.
Know that was just a bar.
We it's a restaurant.
I got it.
I want to eat at a
well, I mean, because, well, when you book on Open Table,
yes,
they give you 2 options, inside or outside.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a second.
Where
is
the outside
better
for reserved?
I don't even know.
I wonder if they mean that. I wonder if it's upstairs or downstairs or something like
that's,
that.
Yeah, that's...
Because there is an outside area, but it's a walk-up. It's the, whatever you call it, street food.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I don't know.
We should try it.
It look, on the pictures, it looked like there was just like this wrought iron fence around some tables.
Well, that's the street food area. So yeah. I wonder if they maybe, you can, maybe in busy times, they'll do full service out there.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, Morimoto. So you ordered for the whole table, you and 2 other grown men.
Yep.
And it went well.
It went well. It was good. It was fun.
So 3 entrees and a rice is good for 3 dudes?
Oh, yeah.
How'd the weather hold up for you there? In,
rainy.
Rainy.
Yeah.
So what's better, rainy or blistering hot?
We had some of both.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah. August is the time, August, September.
To not go.
Yeah, I mean, when the first time when I worked in Orlando, it started in late August, and I had hair down to my shoulders, and I literally within the first week cut all of my hair off, and I was like, I can't deal with this, because I worked outside in the parks, doing production, and I couldn't take it anymore. And then I started getting sun poisoning because it was just it's brutal in this late August, September. That's even with Horror Nights and the Halloween stuff coming up. Like, though it's fun to go early in the season, it is hot. Like, I've never left Horror Nights and not like been almost uncomfortably sweaty.
Do you think early October is going to be fine? I feel like we're going to be probably like 80s.
Yeah.
Low 80s.
I mean, it was low 90s, but it was very tropical because that tropical storm that just hit the Gulf Coast yesterday was kind of hanging out. So it was kind of rainy and muggy and
tropical.
It felt very Florida.
What was your Bubble Guffies reference?
I want to eat at a restaurant.
Totally missed you saying that.
I say things in secret over here.
It's awesome because if you listen back, there's a lot of Easter eggs that Matt Lott throws in. Most people don't hear them. I hear them every time you say them, and I'm the only one, and sometimes I'll just bite my lip and look the other way.
Bob Boyle on Facebook said, should I take my 11 and 13-year-old daughters to Morimoto? Sounds like it might be too expensive for paying for picky eaters. I would say 11 and 13-year-old, totally fine, like from it comes to like being...
Well, he's saying they're picky eaters.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Before you said that, I would say... Totally. Mm-hmm. Picky eaters, I mean, they have stuff.
Get them that orange chicken. That was good orange chicken.
Yeah, give sweet and sour chicken with the sauce on the side. You're going to have fried chicken nuggets. But you are going to be paying more. My kids, who are fairly picky eaters, are little, but they really enjoyed it. They thought it was a fun experience, but
I don't think your kids are that picky, though.
You know, and
they
have
refined palates.
I mean, they would pick the chicken nuggets over anything.
That's true.
That's what Johnny would do.
You know, when it comes to pricing on Morimoto's, too, in the grand scheme of like Disney restaurants, it's definitely not the most expensive place to go eat.
No, but it's also not like the most affordable either.
No, I mean, it's not a quick service.
I get the kind of the decision with the kids because you don't want to go and then them be so picky that you're just throwing money at them.
Yeah, you know your kids. I would say from a like experience point of view, totally. 11, 13-year-olds. Totally
yeah.
Fine. It's not it like an really adult. Cool. Yeah, it's cool. All right. Next.
Then, got up, shot a bunch of video and some promotional stuff for the thing.
Okay.
And went and had...
You're not vlogging yet?
I'm not really a vlogger.
You're not a vlogger? I see you on Facebook all the time.
I do some Facebook
Doing
live
video
sometimes.
Blogs.
Yeah.
Speaking of vlogs...
Vlogger.
And I wanted to actually promote this. My buddy who did Scare Zone with me and is a former professional wrestler, Scotty Too Hotty, he has a new... Scott Garland in real life. He has a new, I guess you'd call it a vlog, but it is, I'm going to pull it up because I want to get all the stuff right. And it is really fun. And it's his family of 7, really. It's him and his girlfriend and their kids. So they have total 7 kids between the two of them.
Dang.
And, or no, between, I think it's 3 and 2 and then the 2 of them. And the show, the it is essentially a show. It's called Passport Parks and Parts Unknown. If you search Parks Parts Unknown Scott Garland, it'll come right up. There's three episodes right now. They go to Kidani Village. They go to Monkey Jungle. I know they have some cruise ones coming up where they went to Cuba that are pretty cool. Nice. And then they did a Splitsville and a few Disney Springs one. It's just really fun. Subscribe. Trying something new. It's I honestly really enjoy it. So
I thought about starting a blog where I just go into random grocery stores and review them.
Yeah. Where are you going to start? Maybe the food line?
No, I'm going to start at Bilo.
All right.
Because I don't understand the concept of Bilo.
They put all the food at a lower height, so you have to crouch to buy it all. You're going to have a tough time.
Everything's bottom shelf.
Yep.
No top shelf.
You do want to take your kids
that's
to
their tagline.
Is that for real?
Bilo. Yeah. Everything is bottom shelf.
No, that is totally for real.
Well, what's Food Lion's concept then?
They have lions that give you food. And if they don't give you the food, then they eat you. You are the food. It's interesting.
I love that.
Publix is just available to anyone.
Yeah, that's
Is this public?
And it's shopping is a pleasure.
Right. Kroger is Freddy Krueger's cousin who was kind.
Freddy Kroger.
Yeah.
Freddy Krueger.
Which is my Halloween costume.
So
this year.
I don't need
I'm
to
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
I'm actually late
We've
to the party.
On aisle
Matt
three.
Lott has actually already apparently done these vlogs.
My hands are
yeah,
the plastic
they are
bags.
Gold.
I'm being Freddy Krueger for
I'm
Halloween.
I'm going to get the buggy.
Freddy Krueger?
Freddy Krueger. It's Freddy Krueger just with like the vest from Kroger
right.
and bag hands.
And he's mad because he's had to go out and get buggies all day in Florida.
It's raining.
Tropical.
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 He has a name tag. This is Freddy. I'm doing this. If not, it should at least be one of our shirts.
Freddy Logan Kroger's just needs awesome. To look exhausted.
Someone needs to make a Freddy Krueger shirt.
But then he'll give you the Kroger discount. Just for no reason. He's like, let me scan this card.
I've got this card behind the counter for you.
See, if I didn't have that ridiculous idea and bring it up, we would have never gotten to Freddy Krueger.
There are people talking
about Disney or something like that.
There are people who have done it. There's a meme guy, Freddy Krueger, who just goes and shops at Kroger's in a Freddy Krueger costume. But that's not as good.
That's not the same.
That's not as good.
I'm Freddy Krueger.
That's what I said.
So we got
a Blue Bunny.
Blue Bunny.
Went to, had a meeting at Sanaa.
Sanaa.
And then eventually kind of made my way.
Did you eat in the main dining? Did you eat in the lounge?
The main dining.
Okay. Because I just saw on Scott Garland's Parks places and Parts Unknown that they ate in the lounge.
Oh. Is it terrible that every time I hear Sanaa, I want it to be a part of
a magic trick? Sanaa.
No. No. Sanaa.
I don't think you know what you just said.
I do. I said Sanaa in the middle of the Circle of Life song.
See, for another non-Disney tangent, when I hear Sanaa, I think of Saba, and that was the White Ranger's sword.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I always go.
I'm in a bad Ranger mood right now.
I know. Well, so that's not for today.
Don't bring it up.
Y'all need to quit being nerdy.
Now back to Sanaa.
Sanaa.
You see any animals?
Yeah, we did. Animals were very active. I saw an animal at Kidani that I'd never seen before, the Red River Hogs, which are sort of like they're warthog looking.
Yeah,
but there was a ton of them. Like there was an entire like.
When you type in Red River Hogs, the first thing that comes up is for sale.
So clearly not that rare.
So they're like the
that's why there were so many of them.
They're like they look like a cicadas.
They look like a
cicadas. Got a couple of them cicadas.
I seen them.
Because they make that noise.
I heard the noise. I went out and I seen them.
Terry hasn't seen them, and then all of a sudden there was just a ton of them.
On exoticanimalsforsale.net, they have them.
Because that's a site.
They spawn in tropical.
It is. I'm there. And they look like tiny pumbas. They're $7,500 bucks.
Here's the deal.
Ugly as all hell.
They are
ugly.
They're kind of like long-haired, red-headed pigs.
They're a red-headed pig child.
When I Google Red River Hog,
don't do it.
It does not say for sale. Logan's internet, however, front and center for sale because it knows.
Mine says
this guy's
going to
buy.
He's going to buy a Red
Mine
River
says
hog.
To eat and then for sale.
Mine pulled up a picture of my aunt, and I don't want to talk about it.
Hashtag Tupelo.
Hashtag Freddy Krueger.
Apparently, those are called Pata Macacarius.
Good luck.
Don't try to say this. Please. We can't win
ahead of
this
show.
He's on Starbucks website. I'd like a Macacarius, please.
All right.
Yeah, so they were active.
Go to
had
the
a couple meetings What'd that afternoon. Just actually, I did the butter chicken, which I never had. I normally do Something tandoori, but I did the butter chicken and, of course, the bread service.
For those staying in that location, is there enough menu items at Sanaa to do three or four meals in a week?
You could do the tandoori one day, which is kind of like more like a salad. You could do the butter chicken.
No, I'm not going to do a salad. Move on.
You could do the
burger. It's vacation.
The burger is pretty good. Well, I mean.
Are there things you could eat? Yes. Would I recommend it for 4 days in a row? No.
You could do a breakfast and maybe two lunches. Probably get away with that.
Is a breakfast like a buffet or something?
No, it's like it's a quick service breakfast in a sit down environment. So it's kind of like a stepped up. And they have some good items.
I like that. I'm down with that.
I've never done breakfast.
Sounds cheap.
We did.
Cheaper.
Wait, where is it? Where again? Are we? Yes, we did that on our last trip. We did the breakfast. We liked it a lot.
They have one of my favorite like things that's on the buffet over at Boma for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to butcher this name and I'm going to get comments about it, but it's Babooty.
Babooty.
Oh. Yeah.
That sounds like something you would like, Grease.
Yeah.
Grease loves the Babooty. Go ahead, Terry.
But it's basically like an omelet with some.
I love a good Babooty for breakfast. Will said I could say anything.
It's been a good run.
What happened at the next one?
It's been a good run. Oh,
backing up. We're around 3 years now, right?
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
It's about time just to wrap it up.
The trifecta. Oh, Stephanie said you pronounced it correctly.
Thanks, so Stephanie.
Keep going.
Appreciate that.
Keep going with your
story.
How
does she know?
Yeah, she spells her name oddly for a Stephanie. Oh, so
how does she spell it?
Stephany.
And
yeah,
what's Stephanie wrong?
That's what I mean. How does she know that Babooty is the right way to say it? I would call you Stephanie.
Speaking of things you need to try, have you guys heard about Simple Contacts?
I have, Logan.
I don't wear Simple Contacts, but you know who does?
Me.
Matt Lott
does.
And he always finds himself dreading that annual appointment.
I really do.
I feel like this is like an old-timey ad.
Well, and I found myself craving the ease and craving Simple convenience.
My gosh, I just need another eye exam.
It's like bread service.
No, it's for real. Because like I don't want to go to.
Bingo. Logan said bread service.
Simple Contacts offers an amazing.
In the every show.
Simple Contacts offers an amazing selection with every brand of lenses, and their prices are hard to beat. The eye exam, it's just $20, and they offer free shipping. Please know, though, Simple Contacts test isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye exam. But you may expect something different than what it is. It's really simple. I mean, that's in the name, but I didn't, like, that was not intentional. You go to the website. You just go through the process. They guide you through. It's very user-friendly. It's fantastic. And you can save $20 on your first order with Simple Contacts. All you have to do is go to simplecontacts.com/WDW20 and enter the promo code WDW20 at checkout. Again, very easy to do this. They offer everything you need. They bring the doctor's office to your home. And the vision test is designed by doctors, and every test is carefully reviewed by a doctor. It lets you renew your prescription and reorder your brand of lenses from anywhere in just minutes. That's $20 off your first Simple Contacts order when you go to simplecontacts.com/WW20 and enter promo code WW20 at checkout. One more time, simplecontacts.com/WW20. You get $20 off your first order when you enter the promo code WW20 at checkout. And Will,
is it simple?
Just plain simple.
Wait, what about the choice is clear? Keep it simple.
Well, you can suggest that. They listen to every ad read to make sure we do it right. So
I'm giving you guys gold here.
So let's come up with, let's all do a different simple. So okay. It's just that simple. Be a simple man or woman. They'd have to pay.
Simplicity is the clear choice.
That's too long.
Right.
No, it's the brand shorter is than simple his.
Contacts. That is shorter than right. mine. Mine, simple mine's contacts. Like three lines.
Simplicity is clear.
The keep it simple.
I was going to say keep it simple, stupid.
Okay.
Oh, call stupid. Everybody call stupid. Them stupid.
That's a good way. That's crazy. A good way.
Yes. I'm kind of scared to say this.
Political over here.
I would like for you to purchase my thing. Simple, stupid.
Dr. Simple Popper.
Dr. Simple Popper. Simplecontacts.com/WW20 again. Use the promo code WDW20 at checkout. All right. So, bread service. Check.
Bread service check.
Ding.
Had an afternoon of a couple more meetings, and then we met with our good friend Lynn Testa.
Yeah.
Got to meet with him in a undisclosed location.
All right, we can leave it at that.
Ooh. And we're good to catch up with him. And then
we can't say things?
Mm-mm. This thing we can't talk about.
Top secret.
It's part of the deals.
This whole thing is a ruse. It's not even worth being on this anymore. You can't talk about things. That's what people want to hear. I submit a vocal protest at this, just so you
know. This was not our call.
I don't care. That is a bunch of crap.
Tell him, Will.
Take that to the Disney Corporation.
You know what?
No.
I'm done with them. No. Seriously. That is the biggest hunk of crap.
I'm waiting for my invite.
Stop. I don't care. Dumb.
Will's not getting one. So
I don't think I am either.
I would spit in their faces if they gave me an invite.
Oh, that's
okay. I'd like to edit the show now.
Now the show's going
to
be
ended. Now we're not going to need to release this one because I'm still waiting on my email back.
I can't have opinions.
Yes.
Maybe after I've gotten my done.
I've got nothing else to say. You guys continue.
Typical from someone that doesn't like Soarin'.
Yeah.
Oh.
So someone else clearly knows the right. You don't keep me going, please. I'm fired up.
So stupid. And after that enjoyable evening with the great Dr. Testa, went over to Extra Magic Hours at the Magic Kingdom, and I did something I haven't done in a while because I was alone. I went to Casey's Corner.
Okay, the hot dog place.
The hot dog place.
Didn't know where you were going.
You didn't know where.
Yeah,
and
it
had some
been
corn
anywhere.
Dog nuggets.
Nice.
Not what I would have chosen, but okay.
Well, what else are you going to have at Casey's Corner?
One of the glorious chili hot dogs.
They have really good hot dogs. That's like what they're known for.
It's their item.
See, I thought the corn dog nuggets was their thing with the cheese dip.
Maybe. Yeah. Isn't there like a 12-foot, not 12-foot, like a
12-foot hot dog? Yeah.
There was like, on hot dog day, they did like a 2-foot hot dog or 3-foot hot dog.
I love Casey's Corner. Always get a hot dog.
Smells so good.
I could probably eat a whole 3-foot hot dog.
You could.
Dude. I'm not going to lie.
At the ESPN Zone, or what is it called? Wide World of Sports, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They have a hot dog. Now, let me find out the information about. It's an intense hot dog. You keep
hot
going.
Hot dog research. So, yeah, just got to check out Magic Kingdom. Surprisingly, this is definitely a calm week to be there.
Yeah.
So if you're planning, you know, if you can be around Labor Day, either before or after, you definitely avoid some crowds.
Our friend Rob's going this weekend. I told him, I was like, man, you're going. There's going to be nobody there. It's going to be great.
Because this coming weekend would be Night of Joy weekend.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Nobody's
it's not.
Happy.
Because Mercy Me was tonight still at Epcot. It was kind of weird to see them doing I Can Only Imagine in the Eat to the Beat concert stage.
Nice.
No, a lot of people that wouldn't typically go to Night of Joy that were like, well, I'm not much for this Christian rock, but I love me some Mercy Me.
I know someone who went to all three shows who I would have not expected to go. I was like, wow.
Well, I mean, they're great live.
Yeah, they're good guys.
They're good guys.
I don't really know them, but I'm sure they are.
That Bart guy's got a great voice. Fantastic range on that.
Bart Scott.
Bart Scott's got a great voice. He does, actually.
Millard?
Bart Millard.
Millard? I don't know.
I can't find this hot dog, so maybe I invented it in my dream. I often dream about things at Disney that aren't real.
I get
that. At that time I said that the Christmas... Country Bears came back, and then I realized, no, I just dreamed that.
Sounds like a Freddy Krueger thing.
That's my alternate.
Freddy Krueger.
That's your dream reality.
So, got up the next morning, hit Toy Story Land bright and early.
First time
in Long Toy time. Story Land.
Was there any line to get into Toy Story Land?
No.
Is that chilled out?
I went kind of in the middle of the morning, kind of after it was an Extra Magic Hour morning. So I kind of gave it time. I will say, and this is probably a good topic for an entire episode, at how much new stuff is clearly coming. I was shocked how far back Toy Story Land was away from everything.
So how do you even, because I haven't been yet.
I mean, you basically go past Little Mermaid, you pass that building.
Or you go that way.
And take,
okay. Oh, like on to the left.
Yeah.
Like you're headed to where Pixar Place was.
Toy Story Mania is the same spot, so.
Not really. Right?
Yeah, I mean, the entrance is completely different. Like, that's a wall.
Yeah, you can't
go
that way.
Where the Pixar sign was, the Pixar sign is completely down now.
Oh, so it's kind of like a round.
Yeah, so it's like a, I don't know, it feels like a football field or more distance from the bathrooms that were right there at Pixar Place to the entrance of Toy Story.
Why not leave that up? Is it, because it's just a wall, like a fake wall almost, right?
Yeah.
Like, why not leave that open for flow of traffic? But I guess whatever.
Somehow there's something with Star Wars that's going to come into that space.
Gotcha.
Or potentially something that's like, we don't know what it is yet.
Yeah.
Which I think there's going to have to be a bunch of that. I did get, and this actually wasn't from Lynn, but I did get from a couple of other folks they are running way, way behind on Star Wars. Like, crews are having to be delayed.
Like permit stuff? Or
just construction's taking longer than they thought it would. If you look at the overhead visuals from the
It's so intricate in their structures. It's not like, you know, it's...
Toy Story Land.
Well, it took them a long time to build the Death Star if you go back and watch the movie, so I'm not surprised.
Rebuilding Avatar where it's like, oh, we're going to put a ton of hanging moss over here.
They figured
here
that out. By the time you got to, and, I mean, they weren't done with it in Return of the Jedi, but
I feel like they
did speed it up a lot different.
They were building...
It was only like 8 years between the first two.
I think they were building another one on the side.
Just in case.
I think it was a Site B, like in Jurassic Park. It's like, oh, we had this other island that we were doing.
Yeah, we were
going
to move everyone to this island.
Right.
But, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Spoiler alert.
Is it?
The Lost World Jurassic Park came out in 1997.
Yeah, some people haven't seen it yet.
Back to Toy Story Land.
Was it impressive? Or was it lame, or was it somewhere in between?
It was somewhere in between. It was, for what it was a really nice area. It was...
So it's not like... It's not like Cars. The Cars area at...
No.
The
Although there's thing. Only... There's the same number of attractions in that area, technically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good comparison, but I would consider...
But Radiator Springs Racers is maybe one of the best, if not the best ride.
It's not the best attraction.
At Disney, period.
That whole area, like, it's one of the first times I was like, this is immersive.
It may not be an e-ticket, but it's awful close.
Yeah, it's close. You kind of... I kind of don't... For some reason, I don't put that in it because it's just been around already a decade. You know, that's the problem. But did you do Slinky Dog or not too long?
Did Slinky Dog and did Aliens.
How was
Aliens
Slinky Dog?
Was just like...
The Mater's thing.
I will say this area is way more affected by weather than any of the other... Because it's all outside. So
and that's covered though, right? Or no?
The Aliens is. The
Aliens is covered. Mostly covered. But man, it started like raining. It was a, you know, afternoon downpour. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you run the wrong vehicle, you were definitely getting a water ride, whether you wanted it or not.
Interesting.
And I was about to say Andy just commented on our post that Slinky Dog is a better coaster than Seven Dwarfs, and I will 1,000% agree with that. I thought it was just a better coaster; it was a lot more fun. The queue was great.
How? Because I know a lot of people ask this. How's the ride car feel?
Much better.
Okay, because Seven Dwarfs can get a little snug.
And Seven Dwarfs, honestly, the only thing that it's snug for me, and I'm a fellow of size. I'll say that. It's my knees.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're just kind of squatty.
Yeah, it was a much better ride. I mean, it was. Yeah, I mean, for being a family roller coaster, essentially, it is a good roller coaster. It was fun. Interestingly enough, we did that whole show kind of where we went through the menu of Toy Story Land, and a lot of the things we kind of made fun of are gone.
Right. They cut a lot of it already.
Which is some of the things I wanted to try, some of those things. Yeah, I wanted to try
Cristo,
the Monte Cristo.
Gone. You tried one of those Pop-Tart looking things.
I tried one of those Pop-Tart. It was the bacon hazelnut Pop-Tart.
Hazelnut.
Literally three bacon bits on it, I counted.
Those
and I looked at two or three other people and like that was the same thing. So.
Was it good?
It was really sweet. Mm. But it was nice. I mean, it was a nice quick service. I mean, I think it's still arguably the best quick service in Hollywood Studios. Okay.
So sweet, more like a Pop-Tart, less like a
Hot Strudel.
What were those things? What was the competitor, I feel like, in the 90s?
Toaster Strudel.
Toaster Strudel.
Yes, amen.
They still exist?
I
think they do.
I'm sure.
Got to get that little plastic, make your own frosting.
It was fun. It was like a DIY experience. I'm making this.
I haven't had a Pop-Tart in about a decade, and I miss it every time. I was at Bargain Hunt the other day, and I was like, maybe.
You saw some decade-old Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, 10-year-old Pop-Tarts.
That's the only part of Bargain Hunt I'm skeptical of the whole time. And then sometimes I'll be eating, like, goldfish,
right.
And Amanda be like, oh, I got those at Bargain Hunt for, like, a dollar for, like, 100 of them. And I'm like, I don't know if I can keep eating this.
That's what that crawling thing is.
No, they're just barely not expired. It's
right.
Like, I hope you like Easter candy. Like, it's
next
fine.
Year.
But it's just a little on the, like,
Easter candy in... What's the cutoff? Probably September, right? Probably this month. If you're getting some Easter candy, you're like,
well, you can get it at a bargain.
Oh, no.
I got lots of it. Holy aisles.
Put that on your grocery vlog list. You can find the oldest food that you can still eat at Bargain Hunt.
I don't know. A lot of them are promotion. Like, they had a lot of stuff for, like, Infinity War. You could tell, like, they've, like, phased out the promotion.
It's right.
Like, oh, well, these pops are fine.
Yeah.
Gotta have my pops.
So after Toy Story Land, took off the old rain jacket because it definitely, I was on a rain delay for a Slinky Dog.
How long did you wait?
Like 30.
That's not bad.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. It kind of, the rain kind of worked in my favor because when I came back, there was nobody there.
That has always been my experience at Disney World. If it starts raining, you just go to the ride that you want to ride because you will get on that ride.
Well, and they have to, it's basically like swimming where they have to wait a certain amount of time after a thunderstrike.
Mm-hmm.
And they were nowhere near, but they were still extra cautious.
I don't know this rule.
Well, if you're like
eating, you don't eat and then go swimming. That's the thing.
Yeah, if lightning strikes within a certain vicinity, around a pool.
At Disney World.
He was saying.
Maybe I need to live by this rule because I just kind of.
You didn't know that? You have to wait 30 minutes from the last thunder?
It's just when there's lifeguards around. That's people of authority.
Literally, we've done our entire lives. That's the only thing I have left to say in this episode.
When I just go, it's lightning, I'd go, all right, is it done? All right, I'll be in the pool.
Let me in there.
We're probably heated now.
Woo!
Jump in.
And somebody's going to text me. Ruin my day.
Yep.
Go ahead.
So, went over to Epcot. I spent some time at Epcot the night before. Actually, I got to taste a few of the things the night before.
Because it's food and wine. It was opening of food and wine.
Opening day of food and wine.
How were the crowds?
Not bad. I mean, it's when they do opening and it's on a midweek, you're good. I mean, there was definitely, you could see all the cool kids were there. Everyone had their...
All the vloggers.
Everyone was taking pictures on trash cans of food.
Have you seen the collectible trash cans? That's a weird one. That's a weird one I'm not into. Disney now sells little collectible trash cans.
Like the salt and pepper shakers? Are these different?
I think they may be ornaments.
Okay.
Can you put trash in them?
No. They're not functional. Don't you love the way the ones look like in Adventureland? Don't you want a miniature version of this for your house?
If they made a tiny trash can keychain, and then maybe you had some trash and you could...
It was functional. Like you could do like I got a straw.
Right.
See, I'm like when you go to like
Arby's and they have the small trash, they have a little sign that says small trash. Are you one of those?
Maybe on the underside of the small trash can, there's a Wi-Fi hotspot. Then you're great. You can put your trash in there.
Put your Google Home on the bottom of it.
It's perfect.
You're losing me.
Hey, Alexa, can you throw
it's
out
just
my trash?
The future.
Alexa will sing Baby Shark now, by the way, if you need to ask her.
So it's when you check voice. Out, I'm going to go out of order.
Take a note. Remind me in 2 hours.
With Siri do it?
I'm going to go out of order, but I'm going to go in order of the festival passport of what I had.
Beautiful.
And I went to the Festival Center, which is back at
Wonders of Life. How's
and
it looking
kind
in
of
there?
Ask around about Odyssey, and Odyssey is under construction right now.
Okay,
getting refurbed
because they've had it open for pretty much every other
festival.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I actually brought this to show you guys on the live show. The cookbook for Food and Wine this year is literally the nicest thing I think that Disney's ever done with a cookbook. It looks like something you'd buy, like great pictures and stories. And I'm just going to give it to Will so he can have something to read the rest of the show since he's
silent.
I've
got other stuff to look at. Because it was like, not that it was like a spiral bound, but they were pretty cheaply made before this.
But it's the cookbook for all of the festivals together.
So they'll be able to have this released all year. Bourbon and Chipotle chocolate whoopie pies. Sounds pretty good. Will's just going to point to things.
Point to things. And so it's for like all the festivals from even Epcot and So a new addition to the Festival Center was they moved the craft beer area that was in Odyssey. And wisely on Disney's part, they put a mimosa bar right next to it. So the guys can do the beer thing.
Is it by like Body Wars? Where?
As soon as you come into the right. Like there's only like a... Art
like a little there. Shot, like, yeah, like the little crafts, kind
of. Yeah, Miss so it's right Wolf. There. So you could either do the, it's called the, what do they call it? The mimosa experience or something. I thought that was super smart.
Yeah,
it had the same like.
It's still looking really 90s in there.
Oh,
done
man.
Anything?
Haven't done a thing.
I love it.
Lots of fuchsia.
Like it has.
Yep, a lot of fuchsia.
Lots of fuchsia
and like
marine blue.
Yep, that's what I say.
Yeah, it's called the Shimmering Sips Mimosa Bar.
It's like that little cup that everyone had in the 90s, but as a building.
Yep.
Windbreaker.
They have
material.
A key lime mimosa, a blood orange mimosa. So lots of mimosas for your mimosa pleasure.
They don't do enough blood orange things at the horror events here. They should activate that more.
Florida, Halloween, blood orange.
Seems
sells itself.
Yeah.
Really does.
They should put us in the marketing department.
keep it simple.
So I went to Flavors of Fire to try something that you guys asked me to try, and I couldn't bring myself to do it.
The lobster roll?
Nope.
The flaming...
The swine brine.
Come on, man.
You had one job.
One job.
And you went there and said, nah.
Did it look disgusting?
Now I'm done.
Yes, it looks disgusting. I mean, I've seen pictures of it that are supposed to look good.
It's in like one of those old school like things that you'd go like... They used to make lemonade, the little thing that squirts the drink up, but it's clear, and it's like a little dispenser.
What?
Like a cafeteria, like...
I'm out on that.
I've missed... Maybe I've zoned out during this
show. I know what you're talking about. Square dispenser, and it looked like the liquid was running.
No, I know that, but
constantly.
It's pork fat or something? What is it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a chunk of pork.
Oh, God.
And this is Terry. A paid photo.
How could you chicken out on that, bud?
This is a disgusting. Paid photo that Disney paid a photographer to take.
They paid me.
And it is on Google Images. And just do swine brine drink. Yeah. Google it right now. And go ahead and tell you something right now, Terry. You might have avoided death.
So I asked the college program
Does
girl.
Does anyone ever order this?
I asked the college program girl that's at the counter, because I know they have to taste it all before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, can you describe this drink? And she goes, it's a Long Island iced tea with meat in it. And I'm like, I'll have the smoked corned beef, please.
Depending on
Evan
your
Williams
state.
Bourbon mixed with lemon juice, apple cider, Dijon mustard, and topped with a wing.
Depending on your state of inebriation, that could be the best thing
like,
ever.
I could see it being good if it was a pairing. But literally, they make it so
meat
that
drink.
The meat sits in the drink.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just soaks it
it's
up.
It's efficient.
No.
That's what goes on in your tummy anyway.
That's not what efficient means.
So anyways, I had this smoked corned beef.
Meatdrinks.tv.
Which was probably the best thing I've ever had at Food & Wine.
What was it?
The smoked corned beef.
Yes, I think I had that last year.
It was on warm crispy potatoes, and it had pickled onions and a blonde air beer fondue.
Ooh.
Really enjoyed that.
Fascinating.
It was very nice. I avoided the Glow Lounge just because I couldn't do it.
Why?
Right there.
You just couldn't do it?
There's only so much that you can eat and drink when you're there for a
There's day. A lot of things you didn't do mm-hmm. is what I'm getting out of this.
Glow Lounge, if you go
I went to a gift shop and didn't buy Logan a present.
Or me. He didn't
even
think about me.
I did a thing I can't talk about.
No.
And now I went to the place and didn't drink the thing you asked me to drink.
It was because it looked...
Terry, did you go to Disney?
And I'm done.
Terry, did you go?
That's great.
Very good.
That's your parody at somebody listening.
Where did you go?
The
slinky
Glow Lounge I went to last time. It is like you walk in, it's supposed to look like a science lab kind of, yep. But everything is in a black light, and you can get a mediocre donut that glows, but only while you're inside it. Then once you leave, it's just glow-in-the-dark icing, which makes you a little concerned for your own health.
Yeah. So what kind of dye is in this?
Right, we're glow-in-the-dark.
What exactly?
Yeah. And I was trying to taste... As much as was
Taste around the world.
Taste around the world. I ended actually at the Chocolate Studio. That was kind of my last thing I had, and they had a liquid nitro chocolate almond truffle that they made with like liquid nitrogen. That was fantastic. Yeah.
That makes you go fast, right?
They drop it in there.
Make me go fast. Like fast.
This is the Fast and the Furious ride.
Yeah.
I actually go ahead.
When it comes out, they break it with a hammer. It was really good. I really liked that.
When it comes out, they break it. So is there any left for you to eat?
Yeah, there's plenty left for you to eat.
They set it down on the table. Wham! Explosion. Walk off. Wait.
$50.
Yeah.
$50.
And I also got a chance to try this sweet dark chocolate raspberry tort, which was terrible.
When you mean terrible,
I mean,
it was terrible.
I had one bite and threw it in the trash.
Oh.
Can you tell them that you want a refund?
No.
No.
You do that, any other restaurant be like, this food I don't like.
I ain't gotten to try that.
Yeah, you can do that at Applebee's.
I tried that.
Is that one of their guarantees?
If you don't like it, you don't pay for it? Else, and so it was just like, we each had a bite. Well, that was terrible. So
bummer. So don't get the tort.
Yeah,
hey, what was the name of the liquid nitrogen thing?
The chocolate liquid nitrogen.
The liquid nitro almond truffle.
I was just reading this article about how cooking with liquid nitrogen is very dangerous for you if you eat it.
Oh, yep, I've eaten plenty of liquid nitrogen food before.
First is rapid significant damage to the skin. Mm. Liquid nitrogen is what's used by dermatologists to burn things off of your skin.
I've had that done as well. I've both ingested it and had it done to burn things off my skin.
Gary, I want to know how you feel in a week.
It hurts real bad.
Makes you real
fast. It's been almost a week.
You can read so fast if you drink.
You could be very quickly burning away from the inside.
It's been 6 days, so I think we're okay.
It's like chewing gum.
They smack it with a hammer first?
Yep.
Dilute it?
The one thing I didn't try that a lot of people were talking about was the maple bourbon Boursin cheesecake.
Mm.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it's not necessarily something different.
Yeah, you feel like you can get that kind of thing anywhere.
Well, it's at the Cheese Studio.
It doesn't really sound like something I want to eat in the heat either.
Yeah, well, that's...
Eat in the heat.
Yeah, that's what it really should be called. It's not eat to the meat, eat to the heat.
Eat in the heat.
Yeah.
You guys want to sweat and have the swine brine?
You want to have a swine brine with a steak and a bowl of soup?
Yeah.
I feel like we're getting Rickrolled with that one. Is that how you say that?
I'm going to give you one.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Okay, good.
You're not wrong.
There's a location called the Wine and Dine Studio.
Eat in the heat, wine and dine.
That's kind of over right before you get on the World Showcase area in between by Figments, by the Imagination Pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the one place at Food and Wine where there's like 73 counters.
Yes.
There's a ton of like places
table
to stand
spaces.
And eat.
I ate there last year, yeah.
Yeah. And it seems like the least amount of food that you want is in that area, though.
I think
like,
they had the fiery one there last year. I could be wrong.
Yeah, the fiery one, they moved to just a slightly different location.
All right. Continue.
I did look at all the poutine at the refreshment port.
Poutine.
And, man, none of that even looked like close to edible.
Really?
It was like
nacho. How do you
nacho,
mess up fries
so
and gravy?
So another thing you didn't eat.
Correct.
If it was fries Pattern. And gravy, I mean,
yeah,
how do you mess that
it's
up?
Like, it's French fries, cheese.
Some sort of gravy.
Gravy. And like cheese curds in it too, right?
No cheese curds. It just looked like ballpark nacho cheese with some like ballpark barbecue.
I would get knee deep in that. That sounds great.
Mm. Yeah, but there was a thousand
other
things.
You didn't eat the lobster roll, Terry.
You didn't get a hot dog.
Things
at Casey's
are questionable
Corner.
At this point.
Yep. I did have the grilled lamb chop in Australia.
How was that?
Oh man. I could have eaten 15 of those things.
How much were they?
$18.
$1,000.
$4.95, $5.95.
A piece.
But
they're like the size of a chicken wing?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
$75 chicken wing.
Our chicken wings are on sale. What are they? $6 a piece.
Yeah.
Oh, you want a dozen of these? $75.
So, just to make Will even mad.
Not my B-dubs.
Someone wanted me to eat the... kind of what I did, if you guys wanted me to eat, and I wasn't convinced, I went and found... other people that already done it to themselves.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to see what they're doing. And so I looked.
Someone, done it to themselves.
In Hawaii, they had this spam.
Yes.
The spam hash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over, saw some nice folks who's like, you're from that WDW show, aren't you? I was like, yeah, man, how's it going? And I was like,
yeah, can I have some of your spam?
And I was like, how's the spam? And he was like, how's the spam? And he's like, don't order it. It's awful. So I was like, I'll trust you.
I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah,
the picture
aren't
of it.
Aren't you guys on the podcast? Yes, give me your food.
The picture of it is like the standard, like, you know, when the director yells cut and they come in there with a little spray bottle to spray it just to make it look, you know, glistening and like nice.
Yep.
It's bad. Looks bad.
Yep. They had a grilled tuna thing that looked really good. They used to have poke there, but they had switched it over to doing like a grilled tuna
poke
experience. But yeah, the Hawaii booth is a nice addition. A lot of these ones just are kind of weird. It's like it used to just be countries, and now it's like, oh, do you like cheese booth? We did have a listener last week who reached out on Twitter who was very excited about our discussion of the charcuterie in a cone offering.
So how was that?
I did not.
You did not?
I had no desire.
You didn't do that either?
There's 100 things to eat. How much food are you guys expecting?
Why are we
to
just
eat?
Reading all the things you didn't eat?
That's all we're hearing about.
No, yeah, what else did you eat?
Good Lord.
I'm mentioning it if you guys asked me to do it, and I didn't eat it. Good Lord.
Got it.
So the passion fruit cheesecake.
Not only that, not only that.
So it's last week's episode, but with the conclusion of I did none of this.
No, I did but two things.
Calm, we're hour in. Let's start.
Wrap it up.
Let's start to make our way home.
We are. So I had the empanada at the Islands of the Caribbean. I did not like that, but I did have the passion fruit cheesecake, and that's probably one of the best cheesecakes I've ever had.
That sounds good.
And that was at the Islands of the Caribbean.
I saw someone online that made a cheesecake, but the crust was made of Rice Krispie treats.
Oh,
interesting.
I need that.
I don't think I need that.
Oh, I do.
I need that.
Oh, I do. Freddy Krueger gets
it. So, that was.
If they sprinkle some deer jerky on the top of that, man, I don't need anything else.
And you won't drink meat drink?
No.
You can find me on Twitter now at Freddy Krueger. Not really.
The one thing I did see a lot of people, I tend to steer away from the countries that are already there. Obviously, I had my escargot in France because it's my favorite. A lot of people were talking about the short rib tostada in Mexico. So if I was going to go back, I definitely would have given that a try. I did taste the apple strudel in Germany. It was the same thing that's on from the beer garden buffet. And I will say that there's a good chance if you don't get to go to a lot of the sit down restaurants, because a lot of people go to the parks and don't have the time to stop and eat. They just kind of want to grab and go. And it's a good chance to try and decide. I know Le Cellier had the filet actually as an option this
year.
That's cool. And the cheese soup, which are two of their...
like the iconic pieces.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're going in October and it's like 75 degrees at night and you want to have some steak and soup, I'm all on it. It was drizzling in 95 when I was there and I just didn't want steak or soup.
Mm. Yeah, I'm praying for good weather next week or not.
Yeah, the escargot was awesome. It was like
give you a piece of bread with the escargot?
Yeah, it's basically they're three escargots baked in a croissant with a garlic sauce over top of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So you're not getting like a plastic dish with the
The little holes in it. No, but yeah, I mean overall,
it should be kind of fun.
The festival was solid.
Mickey shaped.
Something to take home. See, we're marketing department.
The pass holder merch wasn't as cool as it was last year.
And Bart was real pumped on the Tervis this year, but I that was okay. Not my favorite.
The Tervis last year was awesome because it was the Schoolhouse Rock figment.
Yeah.
And this year was just a solid purple Tervis. They had a Mickey Tervis with like a wine colored lid.
It's like Mickey with the chef.
Yeah, I got that one. And there was obviously a huge line for the pass holder magnets. If you come like three times, you get a pass holder cutting board. Oh, that's cool. Was kind of their. I mean, obviously,
we got the magnets last time. I think it's hit or miss sometimes. It was early in the season.
It was funny because I went to the airport that night. Mm. It was first day of Food and Wine. Someone literally already had their magnet on their car going to the airport. Like, they literally just, like, they're a Floridian. They went to get that magnet the first day. They didn't want to miss out. But it was like I waited like 5 minutes for it.
Yeah.
Some people said they waited much longer. But yeah.
Yeah. I think I waited 5 minutes last year to get ours. And, you know, they look like your typical Mickey one, but they're done up a little bit different for, I think last year was Donald or something like that. We had a different one last year that was a little different. Yeah, that's cool.
Overall, a solid Food and Wine. You know, now that there's so many festivals that are at Epcot, it's not my favorite anymore just because it's...
The most crowded.
If you can avoid going on a weekend, please do.
That's what one of our listeners in the chat said. They said they went to Not So Scary Friday night, and then they did Food and Wine Sunday. Not So Scary was great, crowds and all. And he said Food and Wine, never again on a weekend.
Yeah, I saw. And I definitely,
get rough.
Especially opening weekend.
Because you've got all the, you've got the pass holders that, let's just go this weekend. We're off work, we're close, let's go.
And I know there's been discussion over... You know, they announced that there would be alcohol served in Disneyland for the first time, and one of the reasons why people use
it's happening.
One of the reasons people use is because you go to Epcot, and particularly, you know, I've never experienced that at Epcot except for on a weekend when you walk in a park and you see like 50 people wearing matching shirts
flopping around
that say "Mama's getting drunk today" or something on them. You know,
amen.
And
that's not really exaggeration. It can get wild.
No.
And they had to calm that down at Horror Nights, too, because it was getting out of control. And now they've, alcohol is much, let's say it's not less available, it's less available, and it's more difficult. You have to really seek it out. I mean, you can get their mixed drink stuff, but, like, those things have,
it's almost like alcohol makes you make bad decisions.
Yeah, something like that. Hey, we did want to mention, before we wrap it up, Jamie just said this podcast set looks cool. If you do want to watch us live, we broadcast this each and every week on Facebook Live, so you can find us at facebook.com/WW today. She also said, then it looks like we have a new cast. Welcome.
I am new.
It's been about 3 years, but it's okay. We're welcoming you. I'm not shaming you. I'm actually welcoming you. Thank you.
Well, I've only been on here for about a year and a half.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Has it been that long? Has it been over a year?
I think it's been a year. Yeah. I know you don't know, Terry, because you don't think about me when you go on your trip, about finding some kind of cool present. Maybe I like a Tervis. I don't know.
Is it a Tervis or is it a Tarvis?
It's a Tervis.
Tervis. I picked up a new Tervis this past weekend.
What's the time travel thing?
That's a TARDIS. That's from
Doctor Who.
That's from Doctor Who.
Completely different IP.
We're talking about Tervis Tumbler.
Yeah, the insulated ones with the dual layer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this.
I got one at Widespread this weekend.
Wow.
It says Widespread Panic.
Oh, was that this weekend?
All the way from Athens, Georgia.
Was that the...
Pretty good Tumbler.
How many Widespreads you go to?
I only went to one this weekend. Oh. It was not a great experience. So.
Oh.
It was my 60-something show.
You've got a lot to compare it to.
It wasn't in my top 55.
Nice.
It wasn't bad. It just wasn't for me.
Okay.
And it was hot.
Hot.
Where was it?
Oh, Ascend.
Ascend, yeah. Mm-mm. Not a good time.
It was hot.
Grand Ole Opry would have been better. Or not the...
Yeah, anywhere. Inside would have probably... I like Ascend Amphitheater. It just wasn't. We'll talk about this off air. Let's wrap it up. Anything else? No. That's it. All right. That's going to do it for this. We got WDW today. We'll be back next week. Presumably, right? You're out of town. Who's out of town next week? Nobody?
I'll be here.
We're all here.
We're all here. Rob's gone.
Robert.
He's the guy in the control room. And then I'll be gone. Then you'll be gone. Then you'll be gone. It's just, Will's just, all right. Hey, do I need to do your clothes for you? Will's miming over here.
Will's miming.
He works at France Pavilion. He's one of those silver mime people.
Miming.
What? I'd love for Will to be like a really famous meme.
Mime?
Meme.
Either one.
Either one.
I'd like him to be a mime. I'd like him to be like, I found my second career. We're in our 60s and we're retired. He's like, what do I do now? It's like, well, it's like, I'm a mime part-time at Epcot.
Remember that Saving Silverman? Ooh, I'm a mime.
I'm a mime. Oh, man.
Let's watch that after this. I just went back to college real quick. It was great.
Let's watch that when they're done with this. All right, that's going to do it for this week on WWJ. I'm Logan Seculo.
He's Will Haynes.
That's Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
Go Dawgs the Grease.
And we'll talk to you and we'll see you on the next show.
And rest for a while neath the warm summer sun. I've been working all day and I'm nearly